Robin Hayes, the former chair of the North Carolina Republican Party, pled guilty today to one count of making false statements to the FBI. Hayes was ensnared in what the federal government says was a scheme to bribe the state's insurance commissioner. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Hayes, who's 74, limped into Magistrate Judge David Kayer's courtroom. The judge asked if he wanted to make a statement before his guilty plea. "No, sir," Hayes said. Hayes, a congressman a decade ago, was charged with being part of a scheme with Durham businessman Greg Lindbergh to illegally give campaign contributions to state insurance commissioner Mike Causey. Lindbergh wanted Causey to replace a senior deputy whom Lindbergh said was unfairly regulating his firm, Global Bankers Insurance Group, according to the indictment against Hayes, Lindbergh, and two others. Lindbergh and Hayes then allegedly worked to funnel $2 million, some of it through the state Republican Party, to Causey's campaign. Meanwhile, Causey was wearing a wire for the FBI. In August 2018, the FBI asked Hayes in an interview if he'd ever spoken with Causey about Lindbergh or personnel matters at the Department of Insurance. His guilty plea of making false statements to the FBI centered on that interview. The maximum sentence is 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine, but prosecutors are recommending the low end of the sentencing guidelines, which means he could spend up to 6 months in prison. As part of his plea, Hayes must, quote, provide truthful testimony and tell prosecutors about any other criminal activity that he's aware of. Hayes did not comment as he left the courthouse in a black SUV, but he did smile and wave to reporters. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.